To keep all of our resident animals healthy, we pump in a steady supply of clean seawater from Resurrection Bay outside our walls. The temperature stays consistently cool throughout the year, about 4 to 10 degrees Celsius or 40 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's cold for people, but perfect for our ocean animals, who are highly adapted to these frigid conditions. Operations Manager Bud Selly describes how this seawater is brought into the center.
Our location on Resurrection Bay gives us a great opportunity to have a constant supply of natural seawater. We are what's called a pass-through system, where we pull in as much water as we need, pump it through our animal habitats, and then release the water back out to the bay. To bring the water into the center, we have two intake pipes which lead out into the ocean to a depth of about 220 feet or 70 meters. The pipes lead to an intake well, which has several pumps that are constantly pumping water from the well into the various pools throughout the center. This system ensures that we can keep seawater flowing through our animal habitats while running periodic maintenance on one or two of the pumps. We're typically pumping a little over 2,000 gallons, or 8,000 liters, from the bay into the center each minute. This equates to over 4 Olympic-sized swimming pools each day. We have 3 large habitats in the Sea Life Center, one for the seals, one for the sea lions, and one for the birds. Each one of these main habitats has its own filtration system with 2 large pumps and 4 large sand filters. The sand filters slowly filter out particulates or silt that make their way into the water and constantly cleanse the habitats.
Our operations team plays a vital role in the care of our resident animals throughout their lives. Circulating a steady supply of seawater from Resurrection Bay allows our animals to respond to natural cues that occur seasonally in the water and reduces our need for excessive water treatment. This system also reminds us to be good stewards of the marine environment, ensuring these waters continue to sustain the rich biodiversity right outside our walls.